Capital One is a supporter of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, and I love that because they're doing real lasting change. They're working with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to provide educational opportunities, job training, safe and affordable housing, financial education, and promoting small business development. You can learn more at CapitalOne.com/about. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up, and today is book number two that I'm doing all week long. Grabbing one of my favorite books, pulling out an excerpt, sharing some commentary and perspective on it to uplift your day in under 5 minutes. That's my job on Wake Up and Level Up. So let's go. Today's book is Connected to Goodness. Connected to Goodness. This is written by a friend, David Meltzer, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R. You can follow him on Instagram. Phenomenal content that he puts out on a daily basis. Just incredible giver. All right, I'm going to jump to his chapter on the key element number four being confidence. And it's a guidepost principle that he calls it. And it's really where he starts to talk about the power of manifestation and also the power of patience for all of us. So let me read a little bit of this, and then I'm going to give you my two cents on this, all right? One of the things that he says is that if we could control our perception of time and the patience that comes with it, as well as trust the universe, then we'll be able to manifest things more rapidly for that very reason, or they will manifest themselves at the time that is appropriate for that particular manifestation to happen. In other words, what he's saying here is, if you can control your perception of time, if we could let go of the perception of time and allow patience to come into this and then have trust in the universe, we will actually realize more of the things that we would like to for ourselves. Let me give you another example that he puts into this book. Have you ever wished you were there already when you're driving, especially when you're running late? Yep, I'm raising my hand. I can relate to this. Don't things seem to take so much longer? I don't know about you, but I find a stoplight seems to last so much longer when I'm running late. Exactly, Dave. I know exactly what you mean. Of course, in actuality, the cycle for that traffic light hasn't changed. So if you can learn to remove time as an expectation variable from the equation and stop rushing things, you can focus more clearly, become more accurate, and have greater stability toward obtaining your goal. Did you hear that? If you can learn to remove time as an expectation, stop with the whole, I need to do this by the age of 30. I got to get married by this point. I got to have my career set by that point. I got to be able to have $1 million in my bank account by this age. If you could really pull back and remove time as an expectation from the equation and stop rushing things, you'll get more clear and more accurate and have better stability toward obtaining your goal. And what he goes on to say is basically you will actually achieve your goal faster than if you keep getting in your own way, constantly thinking, why is this taking so long? This literally just happened to me at an evening discussion that I had with friends. Someone asked me, how are things going? And I said to them straight up, I am learning to be patient. I kid you not. I don't even know where it came from. It just came out of my mouth. All I know is I am learning to be patient. I want to get out of my own way. I don't want to ask the question, why is this taking so long? I don't want to ask the question any longer, why does my journey have to be this drawn out? I don't want to ask those questions anymore. It is what it is. And the minute I can remove that expectation of time from this whole equation, the freer I can be and the clearer I can be. Quite simply, he says in the book, things take the amount of time that they are supposed to take. There's no need to rush. If something is meant to be, it will happen in the right time with the right person and for the best reason. When you're ready, it will come, and it will come more accurately and rapidly if you stay connected to goodness. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is to stay connected to goodness at all times. Always take the high road. Always be a better human than you were today than you were yesterday. Always continue to push for your level of greatness, but let's remove the thought of the expectation of the timeline that you have to get things done by. That level of attachment to a timeline is complete suffering. Does it really matter by what time you get that thing done? Or does it matter that you achieve something and you enjoy the fact that you achieved it? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.